Srila Prabhupada ascertained that 16 rounds, that that is required in order to really achieve that. Of course, like I said, some of you are only maybe chanting one round or two or three or four or something like that. So that's good. That's not bad. For those who have not come up to that stage yet, then even if they just chant one round, then we say, very good. Very nice. That's so much better than nothing. So much better than nothing. That's very good. But someone who has come to the point of chanting 16 rounds, regularly, over a period of time. But after a while, we approach them and we ask, how many rounds have you chanted, Prabhu? And Prabhu says, oh, I could only manage 15 or 12 or something. Then to them we might say, oh, that's very bad. To the other person who's just coming up, if they say, oh, I chanted 3 rounds, we might say, very good, well done. The other devotee who is meant to be up, but now they're only chanting 12 rounds, you say, oh, that's not very good. That's bad. So, but this is Srila Prabhupada's program in terms of that austerity, following in the footsteps of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, and accepting only prasad. He was accepting only certain things. That's very austere. But we, our austerity is, accept only prasad. Unless it's some sort of very special circumstances, then we try to avoid food from the shops, you know, like the bread from the shops and so on and so forth, or the chocolates from the shops. You know what I read a few years ago from some health organization? It is a very amazing thing. They said that in Europe, the chocolates that are made, like these fancy Swiss chocolates, they said it is generally not printed on the box, but generally they include, it is something like, by weight, it is something like 0.5%, or maybe it's 0.2%, but it's something of rodent parts. Little chopped up little mices, mouses. Because they had a lot of trouble in their warehouses of all the little mouse friends coming and breaking into the chocolates. But somehow, if they cut up the little mice and put just little amounts in the chocolate bars, then somehow their little mouse friends, when they come, they can smell, they can detect that some of their little friends are chopped up in the chocolate bars, and they leave them. I read this. So if you are a Nestle's fan, then we would say, just think again before you get your next dairy milk. Just think again. Yes. So that's austerity. Austerity. Austerity is the wealth of the Brahmins. And also, Srila Prabhupada, he said that another austerity for us, which helps us to develop our determination, is to observe Ekadasi and to fast on the appearance days of the Lord. So Srila Prabhupada, he has given us a program so we can follow in the footsteps of Raghunath Das Goswami and develop our determination and display a little determination. In this way, become a little stronger within ourselves to render devotional service, and in this way move forward in devotional service. There, other than falling down, The next worst thing in Krishna consciousness is to become complacent, lethargic, and after a while you realize, I'm just getting nowhere in my spiritual life. It's not very nice. So, if we try to follow these principles given to us by Srila Prabhupada, and not be lethargic, not be complacent, at least as much as we can, even as householders, most of you, many of you are householders. So a lot or all of this you can also apply in your lives. It's not that hard. It's really not that hard. But it does require a little determination. So Srila Raghunath Das Goswami's determination was so strong and unbreakable, just like lines just carved in stone, permanent, that's all. It's just there as a solid reality. So Srila Prabhupada has also given us the opportunity to also become determined and gradually rise up in our determination through accepting just some minor austerities in our Krishna consciousness. It's not very big. Follow the regulative principles. Get up early in the morning. Chant our rounds. Only take prasadam as much as possible. Only take prasadam. And not watch television. Things like this. Some people might think, oh, how painful. How can I do it? I may die in separation from, what is it? The bald and the But no, there is life after the bald and the There is life after so many things, actually. There's life in Krishna consciousness. And Raghunath Das Goswami, he became so transcendentally empowered, the mercy he got, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is saying, is just unimaginable. We cannot even express it. We cannot even understand it to try to express it. So amazing. So if we, in our small ways, in our humble ways, if we also try to become a little determined, actually it may depend, whatever level you're on now, it may, you know, your next step, the determination, what your next step is, that may depend. For some of you it may be to come up to 16 rounds. For some of you it may be to come up to 4 rounds. Like this. So it's relative to your position. But we should understand that Krishna consciousness is a progressive process. It's a progressive process. And the more we try to make progress in balanced ways, in mature ways, not just some, like a shooting star, some spurt of enthusiasm, then we run out of steam and flat on our faces. Not in dandavats, just in a little bit fallen condition. Not like that. So gradually, with the help of the devotees, with the help of the spiritual master, we can work out a program which is practical and relevant to us as individuals. How to move forward through accepting these austerities, more and more accepting these austerities, and dedicating ourselves more and more at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, Srila Prabhupada, like this. And then we'll see, as we do this more and more, then our lives, everything becomes more and more wonderful. Very amazing. Yes, we become transformed from some humdrum, mediocre type of person just working out there some in some unknown place in the material world, some lost place, just lost out there somewhere, then we can become changed from some sort of person like that to some glowing, effulgent, empowered, transcendentally inspired devotee, just bubbling with enthusiasm. And so this is very nice, very nice. And even in America, as Prabhupada commented, that sometimes, like old people would come to him and say, point to his, the American disciples, and say, where are these people, these young people from? They're not from America, are they? So it's like that. Even we can become transformed. Sanatana Goswami says in Hari Bhakti Vilas that as bell metal, it's a special type of metal, but it's not that special. Special type of alloy. But nothing like gold or silver, some very pure metal. So Sanatana Goswami says that as bell metal can be transformed into gold by an alchemical process, if you know it. So similarly, an ordinary person, if they become a devotee, then they can be transformed in exactly the same way through the process of Krishna consciousness by the mercy of the spiritual master like this. So this can happen to all of us. So let's try and remember Raghunath Das Goswami. And when we are struggling to get up at 4 or 4.30 or so in the morning, and we're thinking, oh, it'll be okay, no one will notice, I'll just take a little extra rest. Then maybe we can remember Raghunath Das Goswami. He used to sleep maximum half an hour a day. And then think, right, okay, let me also get up. Try and be a little determined in our devotional service. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Humdrum, mediocre type of person, just working out there in some unknown place in the material world, some lost place, just lost out there somewhere. then we can become changed from some sort of person like that to some glowing, effulgent, empowered, transcendentally inspired devotee. Just... So it's like that. Even exactly the same way, through the process of let me also get up. Try and be a little determined in our devotional service. Hare Krishna.